Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals podcast. In today's episode, Lynn Bennett speaks to Louise Wingfield about her experience of improvement contributor training and running a project using the Plan, Do, Study, Act or PDSA model. So, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name is Lynn and I work in the Transformation, Improvement and Programme Management Office. I'm here today with Louise, and I'm really excited to be talking to her because we're going to be talking about improvement contributor training and also Louise's PDSA that she completed following training.
Hi, I'm Louise. I'm a paediatric audiologist working in the Children's Hearing Centre at Mount Vernon Hospital.
Fabulous. Okay, so let's get started. How did you hear about training and what did you learn? And why did you take part?
So I first heard about it when my manager sent an email through encouraging us to take part in the training and giving further details. I thought it was really interesting and could help with the development of the department, not just for us as staff, but also for the service we provide to the patients as well.
Okay, great. So smashing. So, what did you learn at training and what do you do differently now because of that?
So we learned lots of techniques to help us analyse the current processes that are in place and trying to reduce the waste in the certain systems that we do have. We learned how to make things more efficient.
Yeah.
And also help us in developing new processes as well.
So I understand a colleague of yours has also done the training. And what's that like, having a fellow improvement champion within the team?
It's very good. Yeah, it's really helpful, not just in day-to-day clinics, also we talk about improvement a lot more than we used to previously. And it's also good to have somebody else with the same mindset as you as well, and can help and support you, and we can support each other in those new improvement projects that we want to do.
Great. So I don't know whether you know, but we've got training coming up. We've already got our dates out for quarter four. Mm-hmm. From January until March next year. So do you have any other members of the team that
might? We do. Yeah. So I think one other person at the moment, one of my colleagues, is already looking to join one of those, which would mean that's 3 out of 5 of us, the main audiologists already, that will have done it. And we'll always pass that information on to other members of staff as well if they want to do any sessions.
Yep, super. Thank you. Yeah. So what was your PDSA on, Louise?
So it was based around the patient equipment that's left in the department for collection by parents.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of equipment like hearing aids, repairs, tubing, batteries, molds, those sorts of things that are left within the office for parents or patients to collect. But we had no way of tracking when that equipment was collected or what was happening with it. So it meant that it was getting lost, and a lot of staff time was spent trying to find out what was going on with that equipment. And it also meant that a lot of money was lost as well, if that equipment was lost and we had to replace it.
Oh dear. So I can see that would be really frustrating for staff, and I guess for patients as well.
Yeah,
if they came along and they're
and it wasn't there, yeah, we couldn't find it.
Yeah, yeah, very frustrating. So what did you do? What did you think would help?
So I wanted to put in place a new record system as part of the patient journal. So I wanted to put a delete as appropriate style journal entry into the patient records, but I wanted to make it as simple as possible so it had minimal impact on staff time. We put that all together, and we sent emails out to staff and did additional training if required to teach them how to put those journal entries on. And I also made a list of all of the items that were ready for collection so that I could monitor them and take note of whether they had journal entries and whether that equipment was still ready for collection or whether it had already been collected or not.
Yeah. So what measurements for improvement did you use, and what did you expect to happen at the end of your PDSA? What was your expected outcome?
So we used 4 measures for improvement: delivery, quality, cost and people. For delivery, my target was that 50% of all of the items that were collected had a journal entry. For quality, we wanted 100% of those journal entries to be of good quality with good detailing on there. For cost, we looked at the potential saving, the amount that all of the equipment would total, and so how much we could potentially be saving if it all had a journal entry.
Yeah.
And then for people, I just asked for feedback from the staff and from patients as well as to how they felt the system was going.
Oh, really good. Mm. So I guess then, thank you. The big question is did you evidence improvement and were your expectations met?
Yeah, we saw a definite improvement compared to the system that was there before. So we were very pleased sort of with the first round. The targets for delivery and people were definitely met. For the quality of the journal entries, it was slightly below where we wanted it to be, but we do realise it's a new process that we were putting in place, so we knew it was going to take time to sort of encourage staff members and people to write down exactly what was going on with that equipment. The cost targets were really positive. In reality, we wouldn't really have known how much would actually have been lost should the previous process have stayed in place, but it was still really encouraging the amount that we would have been saving based on what was recorded, so that was good.
Excellent. Great. Well done. Yeah, so I really like that you are saying we a lot of the time, which shows that it was done as the team, and that's really, really good to hear. So what did you learn? What are your reflections, and what would you like to share with anybody out there wanting to do a PDSA?
So I guess the main thing I learned that was, despite the enthusiasm that I had for the project, the changes and improvements didn't happen quickly necessarily, or they might not always happen quickly, and that other people, staff, colleagues might need encouragement to sort of get on board to help you. I would say try and do things with the team rather than to the team. If they can help you make that development and feel involved in what's going on, then they may be more inclined to help and support you in that as well. Though I have a great team that were quite happy from the start to sort of implement the change. I do think, as we said, discuss it with staff and ask for feedback along the way as well, not just from staff or from patients, but be really clear from the beginning how you're going to measure the improvement. Check things along the way in case there's anything that you can be doing during the process to improve things, sort of rather than just waiting till the end and then realizing actually it didn't really work.
All those unintended consequences. One metric having an impact
on another.
Absolutely. So great reflections, Louise, and I'm sure they will help other people doing their PDSAs. Sustainment. Have you sustained your improvement?
Based on the information I've collected so far, yes, we have. So the team have been very good at noting things when things have been collected or when they've had interactions with the patients. I'm trying to check it as regularly as we can within the constraints of the other clinics, but I am hoping that if we can get this sort of continuously working in this department, we might be able to roll it out into adult team as well.
Oh, that would be really good news. And then that's great. You've started small, haven't you, in pediatric audiology to ensure that your improvement works, and then you can scale it up. That's really, really good to hear. That's really good. So have you made any more improvements, or if not, do you have any plans to do another PDSA?
So the hope is in the not so distant future to look at another project that I can work on with my colleague who has completed the training already. We're still in discussions about what in particular we're going to do, but there's definitely plans to do more improvement training, yes, definitely.
Oh, that's really, really good to hear. So do you know and have you heard about Make Change Happen network calls? And have you attended them? And you know that we're here for people to come along to speak to us on a Wednesday about any problems that they may have. If they want to implement a PDSA, we're here to talk to for people to talk to. Have you heard about that call?
Yes, I've been to one or two of them, which has been really good, very positive. It's good to get feedback on the project that I'm doing, and also good to see what other people are doing as well, which is good. It's a bit tricky to attend sometimes because of the timing and then the clinic. So I wonder if it's worth sort of varying the different times that they are, because I'd love to attend as many as possible, to be honest.
Okay, so that's really good feedback, thanks, and we will take that on board, and we can, you know, look to move it to different days, different times, because obviously we always want to have feedback from the customer. You are the customer, and obviously we want to provide a good service in that respect, so we'll look to do that.
It's good to know that you're always there anyway as well. I know that if we ever have any difficulties with the projects we're doing, we can always email you sort of directly, and your support's always there, which is good. So thank you for that.
And of course we always have we've got the Teams channel as well, haven't we? Which I know you're part of. And don't forget, we're always at the end of that Teams channel as well. And within that folder there's resources for you to tap into as well. Great. So Louise, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you, and I wish you luck in the future with your next PDSA.
Thank you.
It's been great.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media, and send us any other comments, and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.